Shout out my boy Guts and the Nero. Shout out Six Views Uncut. You guys know the vibes, man.
Hey.
905.
This is Debbie Gang. You're tuning in to Six Views Uncut. Gang. He's a waste you.
Six Views Uncut.
Hi, I'm Spicy Little Ting and we're tuned in to Six Views Uncut.
Hi, I'm Destiny.
I'm Keith.
I'm Kiana. We're Sad Shorties and you're tuned into Six Views Uncut. Are you not just
This is K-Cuz. You're now listening to Six Views Uncut.
Six Views Uncut.
Hey, I'm C-Ro. You just tuned into Six Views Uncut. Let's go.
You should take your sock because you're a Drake
fan.
You're
a Drake fan? You get those?
Yeah.
What? So who do you listen to? Listen to her, bro?
Listen, I've had girls. Unmatched, because I asked them if they listen to Drake.
Ready to go?
Yeah, man.
All right, Six Views Uncut, episode 37. Your boy Gutsy Guts, Double H beside me.
Hey,
we're gonna get into the songs of the week. First one we got going, RIP Pop Smoke. They can say they outside.
I didn't even load up a fucking sound effect.
No, I don't want to do gunshots. Uncut.
I had to talk over that shit.
Yeah.
Here we go.
DJ Rick. Niggas saying they outside. Gussie on the ones and twos. Say it. We gon' slide. Air it out when we arrive. Popping that shit, but they done with the smoke. She like it rough when we fuck, so I'm grabbing that bitch by the throat. Niggas saying they outside. Send the alley, we gon' slide. Jeez, son of the week. Troy Gates, Demon Time. Gates, I see you. What's wrong with him?
Pull up on a quick ting. Man move suspect, turn a man victim. Tall bro spin back, cause I felt like we missed him. Been on Demon Time, but I grew up Christian. Christian Dior, beef to your door. Bring the mops and brooms out like you really do chores. Bullets fast forward, your life can't rewind. Niggas getting hard to find. I'm outside, niggas hide on fake accounts.
Like why they hiding on fake account? Yo, dog. Troy Gates, that flow, fam. Oh, that's so rude. Six Views Uncut. Your boy Gutsy Guts. Double G, Viral G, Ginobili G, just all G's.
All type
good
of G's.
All type of G's. But you already know Six Views Uncut episode 37. Big up yourself, Toronto. We here, Youngsterdam lounging it.
Hey.
To the right of me.
Double H in the building. Bam. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy Friday Ricky Dread. Big shout out to the whole team. Mm-hmm. PK Herc, Empress, Raheel was here.
Yay.
You know, the whole squad, Zay, Alizé, you know what I'm saying?
Did we say Gucci? Gang?
Oh, Gucci.
Gang.
Where's the sound effect there? Anyways, don't worry about it. I'm late today.
Yeah, don't worry, man.
But that's all I got. Shout out to Toronto.
Yeah, shout out to Toronto. Zay Lynx, episode 12, was it?
12.
Yo, shout out Zay Lynx, first of all, because me doing a show on the network, I know how hard it is to deal with certain people, you know what I'm saying? So to get 12 episodes in, yo, shout out yourself, Zay. Alizé's doing big things. Hey. But yeah, like Friday said, big up the team like usual. Big up all of our supporters, the haters, subscribers, members, the listeners. Yo, the listeners, you guys, thank you so much. I've been seeing the numbers. I appreciate you guys out there.
Dedicated.
Yeah, facto. Another shout out I wanted to give. Nikki Sweets. She's a dedicated follower too. I pop up on Snapchat and I see her be posting shit. And I'm like, damn, like, you be watching us over here too? So shout out Nikki Sweets. Okay. Always be posting the man them, watching the man them. You know what I'm saying? Giving me that good critique when I need it too. So, you know, big up yourself. Fuck, man. I do this all the time. There's some other shout outs, guys. I apologize. You guys got to DM me, man. If you don't DM me, I'm not going to remember. Straight up.
Yeah, man. And shout out to all the people who see us on road and they're like, yo, that's Gutsy Guts. I lie, Gutsy.
Yeah. Do it like that. I'd rather them do it like that instead of, yo, you're the guy from the podcast. Don't do that.
Who's that?
I don't know. Nah, I'm not the guy from the podcast. No, that's not me.
Gutty, but, gutty guts.
Gutty guts. Gutsy, guys. Jesus Christ. Also, episode 36, you know, go listen to that. Run that up. Like, comment as well. We had Naughty El Patron, mm-hmm. and now I guess it's 3K Browning deleted at 50 importing.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at the situation.
Come on, man. Browning. Browning, one, you got to change your name, too, because it was hard to find anyway. So I think that was like a sign. But yeah, come on. Keep the freaky things down to a minimum on Insta.
Guidelines and guidelines, community guidelines and violations.
Before we get into the news, let's talk about that for a sec, though.
Let's talk.
Because I remember you saying something to somebody about that on live. Mm. He's like, yo, I always tell Gutsy Guts, like, you gotta, you know, you gotta read the guidelines and certain shit.
Yeah.
But do Instagram need to kind of, I don't want to say like, yeah, do they need to kind of like lift up or give some,
what you call ease, it? Up?
Ease up on the thing a little bit? Because you have other people like, hate to, Tory's on live and he got girls shaking their ass and doing all kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah, but he's also doing it hella late. Remember, he changed it from quarantine radio to shush, right? Because, and he also, I've been watching, not watching, because I see the notifications. I got my notifications on for Tory Lanez, mm-hmm. as well as a whole bunch of you other motherfuckers. Hey. But what they'll do, I'll see him popping up continuously. Like, he'll pop up and then again and again and then again. So they might be like cutting him off too, fam.
That's crazy.
Because remember, they already gave him some smoke for quarantine radio.
Yeah.
Not Lil Boozy, but Boozy Badass got some fucking smoke for his, you know.
Put your pussy lips alive and give you $1,000.
Exactly. He actually doesn't even have an Instagram.
Yeah, his Instagram's gone. Yeah.
Celebrity, no celeb, fam. They're coming for you.
But, so you don't think they should? Like, at some point.
Oh, sorry, one more. Lena the Plug, Adam 22's baby
moms.
Oh, his
baby moms. Yeah.
And wifey, right?
That's... Adam 22, by the way, alumni. Check out the interview that Friday did with him. Check that on the page, by the way.
Hey.
YouTube channel. Salute.
Slap. but she's like one of the biggest OnlyFans
models
or whatever influencers out there. And her fucking shit came down, fam. As well as a whole bunch of big porn stars.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So... is it that you just got to find a different place to promote yourself, kind of? Because it's hard, like, I like to show love to the OnlyFans and the porn stars out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I understand, like, Instagram is, but you guys kind of allow other things, too. And I know you're saying, yeah, but is it there sometimes? I know some pages that have, like, I can go on right now and show you one, two pages.
Mm-hmm.
I have some naughty things on there where I'm just like, how are you allowing this?
They're coming for them, too, fam.
It just takes time.
I always say that. Like,
it just takes time.
If they have tens of thousands of followers, eventually Instagram will find it. If they got a couple of thousand, they might be able to slide for now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They might get a warning here and there, but Instagram's like, you're not an influencer yet. You don't got like, they can't go into your account and see out of, let's say you have 20,000,
mm-hmm.
5,000 of them are like underage.
Yeah. That's
like
true.
They can see that. It's their app.
Yeah, and then they see that, and they see the kind of shit that you're promoting. It's just like, nah.
It's a mad thing.
It's a mad thing. Yeah, well, 3K Browning, hey, man.
Hold your head, girl.
Hold your head, man. You're working on it. You're almost at 1K already. Like, look at that.
Free 3K Browning. That's a tongue twister.
Free 3K Browning. We'll try and get that out there. But yeah, hold your head. Make sure you watch episode 36. Interview out now. Full interview, uncut, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Also really quick too. Check out the Aeson Eastwood interview that we did too.
It's not out yet.
It won't be out yet?
Just now. Just Smoke and Mirror segments out right now.
Okay, well, regardless, mm-hmm. check out all of our content that we put out. And we got another big interview. I think you put it out there too, no?
People know. Runner.
Runner is coming just now too. Sorry, man.
They know.
We're working over here. That's how hard we're working. Like, I'm already thinking about my interview that I'm doing next week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're working, man. But yeah, getting into this news. A little bit of sad news. I'm going to touch on two of the shootings, I guess, that happened. So with the 17-year-old teenager, she got shot. Sorry, a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
The 17-year-old was charged, my bad, at Strong Court.
Mm-hmm.
Footage also came out of her getting into an altercation with the next teenager. And that happened like after the whole situation happened.
Really?
And then also, too, a 16-year-old was charged with a shooting last week in Scarborough.
for this shooting?
No, this is a totally different shooting. So a 17-year-old was for the one with the lady, mm-hmm. and the one in Scarborough, a 16-year-old, it was like a man, an older man, I believe like a 62-year-old man.
Yeah. Actually, I seen that one too. Yeah. Yo, man, the minors are wilding, fam.
Yeah. So it goes into the conversation I wanted to have. Like, we always ask everybody, yo, what can we do to bring down the gun violence? And everybody always says they don't know. Mm-hmm. My whole answer I always say is, we definitely got to go younger. Mm-hmm. Because this is just showing us, like, 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds, where obviously this is nothing new. It should be new. It shouldn't be happening, period. But this is such a normalized thing now that we're seeing. It's not 20-year-olds now. It's 19, 18, 17, 16, yeah. sometimes even 14, 15s that have guns in their possession. Mm-hmm. This is a problem, bro. It's a big friggin' problem.
Their minds are infected already, fam.
So we definitely got to go younger.
We got to go younger. We got to start normalizing other shit. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of stuff to be done, you know? I was talking to Flash earlier, actually. Big shouts to Flash Johnson.
Director Flash, you know alumni saying? On both sides.
He FaceTimed me over there from the UK. And I was saying that we ask people all the time, you know, how could we bring it down? And it's a question that we want a solution for, right?
Facts.
However, to be honest, I know it's not going to be going down anytime soon.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're a growing city. Our population is growing. Prices are growing. Everything's growing. And as a city grows and you know, more poverty happens and the stakes get higher, more shit happens.
So we just got to
check it. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. I'm sorry.
So, dude, is that what we just have to kind of chalk it up to? Like, it's just going to get worse before it gets better?
Exactly. It will get better, but we got to get to that. We haven't hit the climax yet.
Wow.
And I don't want to be.
He hasn't hit the climax. What's a
climax? We haven't. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. I'm sorry. But I got to be real. Okay?
I don't even want to put this shit in the air, but we're podding and I got to be real with you. Is it like a. Like a mass shooting with the man them?
No.
Or like, is it like...
Our numbers have to hit. Because like, I know we get a lot of comparisons to Chicago. There was at a point in time per capita. And let me bring it back again. Per capita. We were worse than New York in 2018 or 19. There was
yeah, something like that.
Per capita. But not in reality. So if we had 10 million people... Like New York did,
we would have had
less murders.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? But for our 4 to 5, in comparison to their 10, we had the same amount.
That's crazy. Still. Right?
That's crazy. However, we ain't done 600 in a year. We ain't done 300 in a year, and we're the fourth or fifth largest city in North America at this point, right?
Yeah.
And we're not doing crazy 400 a year.
We're not even doing 1,000.
1,000 a year is like Chicago.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
And it seems like that's who a lot of these guys are getting the shit from.
And I'm not saying we're barely busting 100, because like we're busting. If we do, if 100 people get murdered in a year, that's tragic. Families are changed and affected. It's bad.
Any amount.
Right? But we're not touching those numbers yet. Unfortunately, we might be touching those numbers if the murder rate keeps going up. But then once we get to a certain amount and it's like, this is crazy. And now the city kind of just like, it's not growing anymore. It's just slight growth. Mm-hmm. Then we might be able to start seeing it go down.
Okay. I'll get into the footage. So they showed a footage. I'm not laughing at it. It's just crazy because everybody just seen the footage. I was just like, it was crazy too. Like I was like, holy, academics were like, holy. But they showed the footage of homegirl getting into an altercation. And I guess she was just like, oh, like, she was getting into an altercation with another female. And I don't know if she was yelling. I guess people were saying she was yelling at another gang or some shit like that.
Mm.
My whole thing is, should that even affect the situation that she's in? Because at the end of the day, she's still 14 and she got shot, fam. I don't care how... I'm from a different era where even if she's a 14-year-old, let her fight it out. Let her and the girl that have an issue
here, bro.
Fight it out. Even me and somebody, if we have an issue, we fight it out, fam. Like, I'm going to be real.
Ain't nobody doing that no more, bro.
I know, but I shouldn't. Whatever. I grew up in the Rex, in a certain place in the Rex. I shouldn't have grew up, but whatever. When I came on the block, the man said, yo, you got to fight with this guy. And that. If you didn't want to, cool. We know how to deal with you, kind of.
Now you pussy.
Not even that you're pussy. It's just that, well, yeah, I guess. The man will think you're pussy. Hey. But we're not going to, you know, if you need to go to the store. For
me, fam. I'm sorry.
But you're not coming to the store. We're not sending you to the store to go do certain things, to buy certain things, or go watch Keep Six. Mm. They made me fight it out. I won like my first two fights, and then I lost to some Italian. You crazy, you jump kicked me in my chest. Mm. Anyways, okay. But they knew, okay, you know what? We can put G in a certain situation.
Right.
Like, we're allowed to let him go out, or he can come around. He's not going to say anything. He's not going to go tell his dukes. I think, and just like you said, like, niggas ain't doing that anymore. But I think that's when it needs to get brought to. Like, I hate bringing up the old heads. The old heads have to interject themselves a little bit more, fam. And yes, the youngins might not listen right away, but at the same time, the youngins might, okay, if the older heads are on the block, okay, what's going on? What are you guys doing? You know what I'm saying? All right, we on the block too. What's going on? Talk to them. So what are you saying? We just out here? So what? If niggas pull up, what's your first intake? What's your first instinct? What about the cameras? What about this? What about that? Like, yes, you're not going to get through to all of them, but we might just get through to one, fam. And who knows what that one, I don't know.
Yeah. Listen, fam, like I said, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. But, you know, we need to have, it's a cycle, right? Mm-hmm. So, and I was saying this also with the homie Flash. I'm in my 40s, okay? I have people from my generation that are doing their thing. And then there's a lot of motherfuckers from my generation who ain't shit.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm not talking about rapping or whatever. I'm just talking about in general. Can't fucking rub two sticks together. Still depending on bitches. Still fucking, or women, my bad. You know, still acting. Still acting the same way that they acted 10, 20 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They haven't evolved. All of the things that they need to do to be able to pass that type of stuff on to the youngins.
Niggas are scared for the evolve.
Yeah.
Scared of growth. And yeah.
So then how are you supposed to go and teach the younger generations if you haven't learned shit yourself?
Yeah, that's true. City, man. I don't like to see this. Last on this. What we already know what we've been doing, asking questions, but what more can we do? What more do you think we can do as a platform? Because everybody, oh, yeah, you guys got to stop promoting certain things, da-da-da-da-da. But, yeah, we, you know, let's see you guys come on in the Aeson Eastwood interview.
We're good. We're not that we can't do anything else. We're going to keep doing what we're doing. There's different things that we're going to be doing, you know, that I'm working on behind the scenes as far as, like, outreach programs and different things like that. You know what I'm saying? Even getting connected more with the prisons and stuff, because I know a lot of guys who go to prison or who are in prison, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
However ways. Are fucking with us, you know what I'm saying? So creating more opportunities for people who, you know, who need second chances, you know what I'm saying? Giving people more resources. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think we're doing the right things, man. We're a public platform that, yes, even though we mix some fuckery in there, we're having a sensible conversation, aren't we?
Yeah, I think so.
People are watching us and listening to us have a sensible conversation. Normalize that type of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Just Toronto, let's just do better, man. And shout out all the platforms, not just like media outlets, but any platform that's just trying to do better and just trying to help these kids, help the city in general, man.
Yeah, all the platforms out there, when you're out there like doing your thing, put people on that need those opportunities. You know what I'm saying? You see something in somebody, but you know, they might have like a checkered past. We'll fuck with them anyway.
Yeah, because again, look at the situation with me. You know what I'm saying? Friday could have looked at me and said, okay, well, fuck, you've been to jail. Nah, I'm not doing this.
I'm a product of that.
So giving me an opportunity, look at me now, bro. I always thank you guys every day. I know to you, I don't know how you think about it, but like, that's a big fucking deal to me, fam, that you guys giving me an opportunity and now I'm looked at like, fuck, bro, people are sending me messages and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, like
death threats and everything. Join the club, man.
And lastly on that, really quick, I'm still in my early 30s as of this year. I'm still in my early 30s, guys. I'm not 40 yet, so I don't know what the fuck you guys are saying. I'm just balding. That's it. And my receiving hairline.
40-year-old guts.
Yeah, not 40, bro. I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about. But hey, Going to something I seen on Keeps It Solid, the CLB truck was spotted in Toronto. Uh-oh. Certified Lover Boy, getting ready for some play.
Oh, where am there?
Yeah, man.
It may not mean nothing to y'all.
Oh, it means something to me right now, because I'm excited about this, fam. All the leaks, everything that's been happening lately, like, I want to hear some Jizzy. I think, like, Drizzy's needed in the city. Like, right now, it's been a while since we had... What was the last actual Drake album?
Scorpion,
yeah. Not the other one. 2018. That's almost 3 years, fam, since we heard from Drake, really.
Listen, I'm a Drakeologist, fam.
Yeah. Is that a new one? A Drakeology? In the Toronto Urban Dictionary, Drakeologist, a term made by Friday Ricky Dredd.
Yo, fam, like, even though, like, I've had public rants, I fuck with the boy's music. You know what I mean? It's not the personality of the guy or whatever, like, or the whole fandom of the Drake essence or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Mm. That sounded like I needed a pause. I listen to the man's music. The man makes dope fucking music, fam. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Let me show you something quick, fast. Okay? As a single man. You know, girls would judge you if you're a Drake fan. You'll get one or the other. A girl who's like, yeah, that's cool. Or a girl who won't fuck with you. She'll think you're soft because you're a Drake fan.
You're a Drake fan? You get those?
Yeah.
What? So who do you listen to? Listen to her, bro?
Listen, I've had girls unmatch me because I asked them if they listened to Drake or if they heard a new Drake. I'm like, where did she go?
Swipe left on this nigga.
No, we were talking. We matched.
Oh, we were actually... Oh, you matched.
And fucking, this is a while back when the Scorpion dropped. And I'm like, yo, you heard a new Drake slapper? And then I looked back to see what the response was, and she was gone, fam.
Drake? Drake?
She's like, unmatch. Fuck this. Soft ass nigga.
You imagine that. So, like, you being judged on what you listen. Fuck, bro. Girls must hate me, because I listen to some crazy ass shit, bro. I listen to all sorts of side left shit. That's nuts. But I'm excited for it. I want to see what he drops. I want to see, I guess, the track with Lil Durk is still the first single. But I want to see what he's going to do with it. I'm very excited for it, too. Also, another thing, too. Why hasn't there been a OVO collabo album yet?
With Majid and fucking Majid, Party Next Door, and
Division,
all them.
Party Next Door, Baka, Preem.
Ooh, all them too.
Yeah, I'm saying Roy Woods. Why hasn't there been a OVO or do
Mon G pop up on there?
No. So yeah, why hasn't there that been done? Why hasn't there been an OVO collabo album, or, you know what I'm saying? I know Drake's a busy guy, but the rest of them can put something together.
I don't know. Might have to hold out 40.
Yeah, top 40 we need. I would like to see that. Because you see, always see some of the great groups or labels, whatever, they do that. Rough Riders, Jay.
The Dynasty album.
I love that album, even though people hated on it. But yeah, just everybody, all the clicks. Even if you friggin'... the Jane guys there, Pressa and them, they even had like a compilation album.
Yeah, Northside Jane mixtape.
The Rex with Moolah, Pyrex, and all of them. Mm-hmm. Pillar.
We better burn something.
Oh man.
Let's go. Bounce. Let's go.
You're not rolling with the niggas, but we love hip hop. Just guts in the house. Sick master, yo. Change the game of these. Yo, we better not start this. We turned into karaoke in this fucking bitch, bro. Oh, this guy's gonna make me go back and play this album.
Okay, continue where you're saying.
But yeah, the OVO compilation. I think it's needed. Or do you want to see something like that? Because two, really quick, like the different a Majin and Baka song. Majin and Preem. Roy Woods and Baka. You have such different dynamics in the group. 40 can put something together with them where
A new Party Next Door and Drake song. That could be the lead single. We might be giving them too much.
Yeah, bro. We might need an executive producer, executive credit on one of the songs them there. But yeah, I think that's...
Let me A&R that.
Yo, is that something you would want to see?
Listen, I just said I want to A&R it, man. I want a piece. Now we're rocking too many ideas.
Yeah. 40. Drake. Make that happen, bro. 2021. Yeah,
that would be dope. That would be dope.
OVO album. Like, we might have to tag. I might tag all you motherfuckers in this little video clip here. And
ooh, all of TV Gucci TV come through.
TV Gucci. What? TV Gucci and Ibaka? Live Up to My Name Part 2.
That nigga should just do that just because. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, even if you guys don't have Drake on the even if he's on one record where every man's on the record. Even if
they don't do a compilation, like, where's an OVO, a TV Gucci and Baka
tune? Yeah, like, that needs to happen.
I'd love to hear that. That would be fucking hard.
We got all the ideas out here, man.
Come on, man.
Last Drake thing. Who do we want to see Drake do a Toronto feature with?
A Toronto feature with Drake. Moolah first.
You think you can face me?
I think that would be beautiful.
Ooh.
Just because there's a story and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that would be beautiful.
And it would just be bars.
Yeah. I could actually hear it. You know what I'm saying? It would be one of the harder tracks that Drake does because he goes there. You know what I'm saying? And you know, no chorus in between their verses. And boom, this Moolah drops. It comes in second.
Madness.
Listen, A&R Rick. Let's go, man. Who you got?
I have two. One, Runner.
That would be fucking sick.
Runner and Drake, Drizzy. I think that'd be a dope fucking feature. Mm-hmm. And for some strange reason, I don't know why he's coming to my mind, but Young Smoke.
Young Smoke and Drizzy.
Young Smoke and Drizzy, I think would I don't know why.
That would
I think
be that'd fitting. Be that'd be fitting because he bought Smoke Dogg on tour. That was his first big tour. R.I.P. Smoke Dogg.
R.I.P. Smoke. So yeah, I would like to see something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And he has history with the Halal Gang and everything. Like, yeah, I think that would be fitting.
So yeah, a Drake and a Young Smoke, I think that'd be different. Mm-hmm. Shout out the whole OVO Drake. Drop this fucking album, bro.
Yeah.
Drop this album. I'm dying to listen.
It may not mean nothing to y'all.
It means something to me. Hold on, really quick. Drake has a classic album? Because to me, Take Care and If You're Really This Is Too Late, those are classics to me. And I've heard it so much from other people. If You're Reading This Is Too Late?
That's all y'all opinion. My top Drake album is Nothing Was the Same.
Nothing Was the Same. Yeah.
That's when the whole game changed. That's when motherfuckers started talking to him different. That's when he caught the GQ magazine. That's when he had a big fucking billboard hit single with Hold On featuring Majid Jordan. I told you I'm a Drakeologist, my nigga.
We Drakeologists out here. Yo, that shit, when we used to go get our canteens and in Kingston and they tell you, yo, run tunes and demand them always.
Mm-hmm.
What's that one again you just said?
Nothing Was the Same.
Nothing Was the Same.
Wu-Tang Forever's on there.
That's the album. Every shout out to Beckles. He knows what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, that's the one that they wanted to get played all the time, bro. That album. Woo. What else? What was on there? The one with Jenny. I know you.
There's bare tunes on there. There's bare tunes.
Yo, that one. Oh, God. This.
Come on, man.
This is gutsy, bro.
This is a classic album.
All 2021, 2022. All 2021 and 2022. That's all I'm going to be on. I'm on my worst.
Worst. It may not mean nothing to y'all.
So I'm going in today. Holy.
Yo, man. Shout out that boy Drizzy, bro.
Yeah, man. CLB dropping soon.
Yeah, very, very. Sorry, my Dukes called me.
Shout out Guts, Mama Guts.
Mama Gutsy. I believe it was the... hold your head, Pedro. But I believe recently it was the one-year anniversary of little TJ and Pedro getting into little thing there at Yorkdale. And he was actually talking about it on his live.
I saw that.
Yeah, he brought it up on his live and he said, yo.
Instagram live was busy this weekend.
Yeah, bro. Holy ratted. So hold on. What else happened on Instagram live this weekend?
Yo, the lace front between, I seen a little TJ.
Oh, fuck.
And then lace front came and sucked up all of the fucking clout, man.
We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that.
He said, what, little TJ's on live? Nah, man. I need to go on live and fucking take up some of this fucking clout.
Holy.
But the little TJ, I saw that. Like, he was chatting about my guy here, Pedro.
Yeah. So what do you think about that? You think TJ should even be bringing it up?
Man, I look clout, Bedrin.
You think he's looking at Pedro's situation? And he's like, oh, the man must be inside. Yeah. Let me throw some freaking dirt on the man while he...
Why is he bringing it up?
Kick him while he's down. I think somebody asked him in the live, but my whole thing is like, you could still friggin' not comment. You don't have to say anything.
Well, put it this way. The man must be substantial enough that he has to take time to mention, to respond to it.
Shouldn't I even be talking about this nigga, but it's just fake funny, bro.
Yeah.
The nigga really... Fuck, yeah, I know the question is. That nigga really came in and stole, bro.
Hold on.
Yeah.
The person, whoever is screen recording this...
Fuck Pedro.
Y'all niggas ain't shit.
Once again, you mad. I was about to beat him up. Nigga.
And he screenshot.
But he sent it. I think he didn't. No, he didn't send that one. I think he saw he sent it. Because look, you don't see it show up. And then he sent it again. But yeah.
I can't get through the TJ shit. Whoever this Toronto nigga is, it's just doing too much, bro.
The man said, fuck Pedro. It's screenshotting that shit.
You know the nigga has to be from Toronto too. Because he's calling him Pedro, fam.
Yeah. Because no freaking Americans is calling him that, bro.
Oh, man, Toronto. Y'all are the best.
Chase the nigga. He ran them along. And then just, like, it's just like he came in the video just trying to provoke me so he can make a video and go viral.
Like, again.
That one went through. That's what I'm saying. The first one didn't go through, fam. That one went through. I didn't even realize, oh shit, that one didn't go through.
He's like, fuck Pedro, holy bro, what? How do you really feel?
I'm just looking like this nigga's action. Niggas be tweaked, bro. I hate niggas, bro. Sound really, bro.
But yeah, he was saying that Pedro.
TJ, walk on.
Video.
Fire here. Fire. Classic.
Yeah. Shut up, shoddy, man.
Jeez. Yeah, man.
Hold your head, B. Hold your head.
For real. What else you got, man?
So, big up We Love Hip Hop alumni, McCrudden.
Yes, Mike McCrudden.
Mike McCrudden. McCrudden, not McCrudden. McCrudden.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Friday also popped up on, before they were famous a couple of times, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Out here doing his thing. But he got to do an interview with the boy Tom McDonald there.
Mr. Hangover.
Mr. Hangover. And, shout out McCrudden for doing the interview, getting that out there. He also did a Pooh Shiesty interview. So you guys already know, shout out our YouTube homie over there. But he got the interview and he asked him about what was going on with the situation with him getting a lot of attention for the fake woke song.
Yes.
Did you get to see? You didn't get to see the interview? Did you get
to
see it?
No, I didn't get a chance to take it in yet.
Okay, so he explained some of the situation where that wasn't even the viral song. Like, he had another song that he thought was going to go big.
Mm-hmm.
But fake woke happened and it just switched up his whole, how he had to maneuver the whole promo and whatever. Yeah, and he said he didn't even like, I know this is totally left, but he didn't even know, like, he was on Billboard and he got a bunch of Billboard plats, like 4 Billboard plats, mm-hmm, before this one. He didn't even know.
I think he went top 10.
Yeah, so top 5.
Yeah.
So he didn't even know that and all that shit. No pun intended. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he didn't know. So getting into the interview now, when McCudden asked him about the whole situation and why people are mad.
Right.
So I guess he thought it was two reasons. He said one of the reasons where Eminem stands, that I guess he said something in the song returning to Eminem.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened. And then he also said something regarding the cancel culture. So he was saying the whole cancel culture thing, people just want to cancel you just to cancel you. So it's like, okay, they say something, or somebody says something you don't like, or somebody says something they're not rocking with. All right, fuck that guy. We're canceling him.
Right.
McCrudden just went with it and just continued the interview. I don't think McCrudden understood that wasn't the reason why people were getting at him. It had nothing to do with that. It was the whole, okay, people are fake woke and all life matters, and it's not
the fake woke thing never came up?
He asked him, why does he feel like people are getting at him?
Right.
And that was the answer that he gave him. McCrudden didn't really go back at him.
He didn't dig in.
He didn't really dig in and say, that's not really the reason why. And maybe he doesn't know either, right? McCrudden did say in the beginning of the shit, you don't see me around here as much. Everybody else is doing their thing. But it's just something that I could totally understand. McCrudden's not going to understand it from that point of view. He's not really going to.
Maybe not. It's not the reason I'm saying. Maybe it's just he didn't ask the question directly. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you're saying it's how we form the question.
Yeah. And I don't know. I just don't see McCrudden doing mad interviews. So maybe that's something that he's just like, he's getting his feet wet with.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But if that was me asking the same question, I would bring up the direct thing. So I would say there's been quotes like, fake woke. You know, the name of your song is Fake Woke. And you have statements like All Lives Matter is not a racist thing. Do you think that's the reason why you're getting so much backlash?
Yeah, he didn't do all that.
Right? And then let him go.
Yeah, he didn't do all that. He just asked him the one question and homie said what his reason is. And then they moved on from there. There's also something else where he mentioned during the whole riots and everything that was going on with George Floyd and Corona and that was happening, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he understood how insensitive it was to say, yeah, we have to go outside to go make sure that we had stuff. And he brought up like cigarettes. Ooh. Like that's Tom McDonald.
No, I didn't say who. I said ooh.
Oh, I thought you said who. My bad. But yeah, and I'm just like, fam, like, that's what you're worried about when we're out here getting killed? Like, you don't get it. You know what I'm saying, B? Like, you don't really get it, B. If that's what you're worried about, getting cigarettes? My nigga, we worried about going outside and getting shot by fucking police. You're lucky that you have that friggin' that care of saying, oh, I gotta worry about going outside and getting cigarettes. We gotta go worry if to go, even go outside. My bad if you don't want to come to the show and talk about it, my G, but we got to get real, B. Like, this is... We need
Tom McDonald interview not happening.
Like, my G, you got to understand certain things right there. Like, I get it. You want to smoke your cigarettes. But why don't you think about the black person that doesn't get that situation? Like, he was talking about having a machete in his house and... Like, big up McCrudden for doing the interview.
Mm-hmm.
I think Marlon should have did that interview. Marlon needed to do that interview because I think he would have more kind of like dug in more and been like, yeah, I get it. But at the same time, could you same thing you were saying, you understand like, yo, black people are going through a whole generational fucking slavery and just a whole bunch of shit.
So I wouldn't have hit him with all that. I would have just asked a direct question so that I can get what's going on in his mind, because it's all about understanding, right? It's not about chastising anybody for their beliefs or anything like that, or or things that they might not understand.
Understand.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all about trying to, get to an understanding and figure each other out, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask him direct questions based on the things that I've heard and the things that I've researched. And we could even agree to disagree if we want to. But it's not going to be like, did you know? Like, that's aggressive, man. We don't need all that.
I'm an aggressive nigga, so
you know what I'm saying.
I'm gonna press him a little.
And there's a savvy to interviewing people and making them feel comfortable, right?
Mm.
So there's a combination of the banter as well as getting the questions that you want, getting the answers that you want, right? A lot of the questions, me personally, that I'm asking, I already know the answers to.
So he says something like that up. He's bringing up the fact that, you know, his wife, like, you know, they got to worry about machetes being brought to their, or they're at the door with machetes and they got to worry about cigarettes and something. Mm-hmm. Are you leaving that situation alone? Are you not saying something like that? Like, you're not bringing up, well, I can get that fact, but do you not understand, like, other people are going through, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
I'll add on.
I guess as a, you know what it is too? Me as an interviewer too, I wasn't looking at it as an interviewer aspect. I was more looking at it like from a fan point of view.
You also have to have not have any emotions in there, right?
Yeah. I think that, like, that's what it was too.
We could be offended by what he said, but this is probably part of the reason why he's not trying to forward for an interview. Because he sees that we're offended, and he's probably going to be like, yo, if I pull up on these guys, they're going to be aggressive with us, right? But that's not the intentions.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I know me.
It's not an
I'm going to treat you like a man.
No. It's not an aggressive thing. It's more like, I just want you to understand. Because I think you have to watch the interview to understand why I'm saying what I'm saying to that part. Because he was bringing up the whole George Floyd riots and stuff, right? And like how it was crazy to get stuff. And I'm just like...
He said more shit that offended you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now if you have a conversation with him, are you going to attack him or are you going to have a conversation?
I'm going to have a conversation. It's Gussie. Gussie has to work on the way he comes at people too. So wording, I, you know, I'm learning myself tone, how to talk to people, how to say certain things where it, I believe a Zoom conversation wouldn't be neat. I think we would need to speak to him in person. We could do the Zoom. Don't get it twisted. We could do it on the Zoom, but your
feelings are in it.
Man. Yeah.
That's why you want to see him in person. We have to see him in person.
No, we don't. It's not a beef thing. It's not.
We want to interview you so we can get your point of view on our platform, as well as, you know, be able to have the conversation with you. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's just the understanding part. I think it's because I've been through so much with, like, just everything. I just want him to understand. And because he has a big platform and all that shit, he's from Canada.
I'm black too, fam. It's okay, fam. I've been called nigger a bunch of times too, fam. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? Just take your emotions out of it, fam.
Yeah, I got to take my emotions out.
It's okay, fam.
I
got to. You know what I'm saying? We could love Tom McDonald and not like his views. Mm-hmm. It's okay.
Shout out Tom McDonald, man. Yeah, man. Doing his thing, man.
Emotional guts.
Yeah, emotional. So, boy, Lay's front rat had a big week. I knew this nigga was setting up for something. I knew it.
Don't need no security. Come on, fire in the club.
Oh my God. My boy Lay's front rat started off, I guess, last week, Valentine's Day, whatever, day before Valentine's Day. He caught Meek Mill slipping. And I told everybody. Everybody was just like, nah, Meek Mill this. He should have did this. He should have did that. I was on the fence because I was just like, man, he has you filmed. You guys are going back and forth. I didn't think it was cool. That boy put out a music video and had that footage in the music video. It was at this point, he knew. He fucked up. What was crazy too, when I was looking at it, like I popped in the video and I put it, like I just skimmed it and I skimmed it right to the part two. Play it on mute. I don't even want to give him no play like that. You play it on mute.
Really
good, dude. You know, for a reason.
Oh, shit.
YouTube news. Boom!
Hey, all right, when it came
here, that hot shit, we really pop shit. What was shot?
Whoa. It's really, whoa.
Fab.
How you really feel?
Yeah, like, bro, why is he feeling like that, B? So, yeah, he dropped this tune. Tune was fucking numbers. Like, the man, he has fans.
24,000 since February 19th. Not bad.
What is that, 2-3 days ago? He still has a fan base, which is nuts.
I don't know if that's fan base.
What do you think that is?
part of it is just people who want to just see what he's going to do next. I mean, those that drops, fam. Your fan base, when you have fan base,
fam, right? 24 million people want to know what you're doing next.
Part of it is paid.
That's a fan base, G. Don't get it to, like, I don't like the guy.
Mm-hmm.
24 million? Come on, B. We cannot deny that. That's some at least 5 million of that is a fan base.
Yeah, for sure. There's fan base in there, for sure. But I'm saying his fan base isn't what it used to be. So this number, don't get it twisted. It's not going to be like you're going to look 2-3 days from now and it's going to be like 100 million.
Probably not, but that's still a lot, my G. In three days?
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing too. Like, you can grow your fan base and your thing, but I feel like that's his fan base, bro. Not the 24. Not the full 24. But I would even say half of that, my G.
That are fans, that are bumping this, bro, in their car.
That's the problem too. You gotta remember, a lot of look how many girls are in this fucking video. It's not like.
Hold on. Besides the girls, who are these guys?
Man, them too. People are still rocking with him, B. This is a bunch of informants that he all clicked up. They're probably all boy too.
The whole PC section.
The whole PC section are all boy. But look, it the girls them still rock with him, my G.
Well, he's rich.
But it doesn't matter. Girls that are not, like, girls that can't get to him regardless. Look.
No, Meek. What? Okay.
But you can play that part. You can play that part without the thing. Play it without, you can unmute that.
It was at this moment that he knew. He fucked up.
Where could it not come? Are you dumb?
Oh my God.
He fell for it, my G.
Okay. Can we sidetrack? No sidetrack?
Yes.
Why is Meek Mill the butt of the internet joke, fam? The nigga can't live, my G.
Because they know that he could get friggin'... He'll bite the bait.
Yo, how did you end up in this video, bro?
That's what I'm saying. Goes back to our point. He should have walked away or...
No, fam, you know, I'm sorry.
He should have beat this nigga's ass. No homo.
Fam, and as a Drakeologist, okay? Because... That's the boys' brethren now, right? They're cool. Because I don't want to diss them too tough. You know what I mean? Because Toronto don't got beef with him that much anymore.
No, we're good with him.
Right? But fam, they're playing you like you're a punk, my G. Like, yo, like the game don't respect Meek Mill.
You got bodied by a singer nigga.
And a rat.
Then you got bodied by a snitch nigga. Oh,
you
God.
Can't have all these guys just like, okay, the Drizzy thing, like he bodied them with the tunes. Right?
Back door.
But like, you can't have the rap boy out here just making a clown of you, fam. You can't get on a Clubhouse having man clown you. You can't be making tweets and everybody's like, what are you saying?
Fam, this is chess, not checkers, bro.
And then he tries to say that there's a fucking smear campaign going on about him because of the Kobe lyric.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
That's why I'm saying sidetrack, no sidetrack.
That actually dropped when on during the episode on
during
Wednesday.
During this time.
No, on Wednesday when we were filming.
Yes, and but I wanted also to bring it up, but... during the time that this man had a tune out. Yeah, so it's like fucking Whack 100 said, raps 1, rappers 0.
Yeah.
Because this man shot a music, he shot a shot. He put out a tune.
It's not even that. He played you because you went viral with the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So you went viral with the situation and you fell for that because as a real nigga, you should have just walked away or you should have did something to him. Mm-hmm. No long talking, no all that. No, mm-hmm. We're not doing back and forth. You're supposed to be a street nigga, all that shit. No back and forth. Nah, do something to the nigga or walk the fuck away. We're not having that. We're not doing all that. I'm walking the fuck away. Now the nigga put you in a song. He didn't put you in a song, but he put you in the video.
Yeah.
That's epic, B.
Yeah, and then the snippet that he dropped... Because it wasn't, he didn't put out a whole song. He put out a snippet of a song about Kobe Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
And he said something like, I'm not going to go out like Kobe.
Chopper go out like Kobe.
If I go out, I'm going to go out with my chopper like Kobe.
Yeah, something like that. It's just like, nigga, bro.
Right? So it's like misfire. Like, fam, like you can't win. And he tries to say that there's a smear campaign because people started shitting on him because of that. But it's not that, my G. It's the fucking combination of all these bad moves over like the last fucking 10 years, bro.
Yeah, he's made a few bad moves.
Come on, bro. Like, relax, man. Put the fucking phone down,
bro. Stop. That's all it is. No, well, and stay away from it. Because that's the biggest problem, too. It wasn't the fact that, like, you kept saying, yo, when we see you in person, when we see these guys in person, when we see them in person, just don't say anything. Because then you seen him in person, and look, he ended up turning that around on you.
Fuck, oh, Millie's going to snuff me, bro. Holy. It's going to be like, yo, one of these clips are going to get to these niggas, and they're going to be like, yo, shut the fuck up, you dumb Canadian niggas.
It's love, fam. It's love. Anyways, yo, Lace Front was not done there.
What else did he do? Oh, yeah.
Bruh, I don't know if people, because I was just watching it, and I was seeing, like, it already jumping in. So I don't know if he was jumping into people's lives or people were jumping into his lives.
They were jumping into his life.
They were so first was 600 Breezy. Mm-hmm.
No, first wasn't Reese.
No, the first one I seen was 600 Breezy. Mm-hmm. And 600 Breezy just said, yo, you're going to die.
Stupid.
Like, I'm like, Jesus Christ, my G, you can't say that on live.
And he just came home, too.
Yeah, I think it's the next one. It's the next one.
Let me say nothing to me. I'm grown.
No. Yeah, it's that one.
You gon' die.
Yo, listen, you haven't killed nobody.
You gon' die. You gon' fucking die. And that's all I'm saying.
Wow. What is going on, man?
Oh, my God.
It's like the world broke.
Fam, what? How do you come on somebody's live and say that? 600 Breezy, I love your music. You can't do that, my G. Look, I can't tell you what to do. I can't tell you what to do.
And then Lil Reese, you said something about...
So Lil Reese popped up with the burns.
Nigga say RP.
That's not it. It's...
Yeah, I was going crazy that day.
Go up. There it is. Yeah.
Yo, listen. I'm going to keep it a stack.
Hey, come here, man.
Stop bringing it. Yo, you don't. Bro, put that shit away. Because when you shit it on yourself, you didn't pull that out.
Man, I don't want to have that shit.
Shit it on yourself, you didn't pull that out.
Hey, you too.
Wow, he doesn't give me no fucks. Hold on a second. Yo. Yo.
Yo.
You there?
I'm about to walk in right now, so we just parked on fucking. Whatever the size dude is by the fire station, I'm about to turn left on you. I'm going to walk over there right now.
All right, holler at me when you park and I'll come down for you.
No, I already parked still. I'm walking to the door and I'll holler you when I'm at the door.
All right. Bless.
Yeah. Yo, man, this is wild as shit. The Bat City's doing too much internet. Yo, I've never seen... Wow.
What's he doing? What's Reese's on the internet? Pulling out a burner. Come on, fam.
It's nuts,
bro. These niggas think they're above the law, bro.
Like, yo, this guy's like on a yacht somewhere chilling. And like...
This guy's taking penitentiary chances for a rat, bro.
It's crazy. Like, yo, I'm sitting there like, this can't be real.
It's real, fam. We're looking at it.
This can't be real, bro.
Clout is such a drug that these niggas will take penitentiary chances. Because they know... That they're gonna get extra followers from going on live with this nigga.
Or is it that? You really think it's that? Or they just wanna threaten the nigga?
They want both.
I don't even think it's about clout, fam.
Fam, if they really wanna do something to this nigga, they just go do something to this nigga.
Yeah, but it's different times now, man. We say it all the time. This is not a couple of years ago. This is not 10 years ago. Now niggas will go online and tell you, I'll kill you and go kill you and then get arrested after. Like, it's a different time. It's a different era. Like, I've never seen something so wild and blatant in the last week.
And then people are going to hate me for saying this. And everybody's going to go yelling, free him. But I'm like, yo, you went and locked yourself up, my G. The fuck? And you're talking to a man who's done time. I don't wish jail on nobody. But y'all niggas wish jail on yourself.
They don't wish it. They just do it.
Niggas love it, fam. Niggas love the range, fam.
I can't believe that these guys just went on the live with the man and just like. He probably had FBI informants right beside him.
Fam, there's bear boy them in the live all the time. Even in fucking when I go live, I know there's boy them in the live.
I'm not even saying that, but he probably had FBI boy them right beside him. He's like, yo, okay, let's see how many niggas we can get in here snitching on themselves. Like, niggas don't think like that?
Nope.
Like, you guys don't think, like, he's on a yacht probably talking to, like, the head of FBI or whoever he fucking ratted with. And he's just like, all right, yo, can we do this again? Like, can you get another team of guys shut down? Like, you guys, wow. Like, I'm so...
You're...
Yo, big guy.
That's crazy.
You downstairs?
I'm in front of the Esports Stadium. Is it in front?
No, 529 Young Street.
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm downstairs.
All right, farther now. All right.
Take a little break.
Yeah, let's take a break.
All right.
Fuck that lace for it, dude.
Oh, man. Ratatouille.
Six Views Uncut.
It's your boy Gutsy Guts. Six Views Uncut. We got our special guest of the evening.
You guys know the vibes?
Hey, man. Slim De Niro in the building. What's going on, my G?
Big 905. You guys know what's going on.
Hey, you got any quick shout-outs you want to get on?
Shout-out to showing love. You know, simple.
Hey.
Not too specific.
I like how it goes.
Shout out to Born Ready for the clothing, for the hoodie.
Okay.
You guys go follow Born Ready on the ground. Shout out to Some Profit too. Two black owned businesses doing clothing all over in the east side in Durham. You guys go check them out on Instagram and shit.
I hear that. Before we get into the interview, I got a little two news questions I got here. So recently the CMB truck has been spotted around, or the CLB truck, sorry.
The CLB truck.
That's the certified lover boy. Drake's little truck that's been going around.
Yeah.
So are you excited for the certified lover boy album?
I'm excited for any Drake project, to be honest, you know?
Okay.
It's been a while since Drake came with an actual project. No, what's the last year Drake came with?
Three years ago.
3 years ago, he dropped Scorpion, right?
Yeah, that's what
he dropped. He dropped a little care package in the middle. That wasn't a real project. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's been a while for a Drake project, but yeah, I'm excited.
Okay. Another thing we're seeing too. You want to see like a OVO compilation album? Because we never got one for like, everybody's got one. Rough Riders, The Dynasty, even them guys there from Jane. Like,
it's like, to me, OVO's roster, I don't know if it's that deep to make a collaboration tape. You know what I mean? I think really only PND, Roy Woods is really busting out. The Vision's doing this thing too.
Yeah, Baka. You can throw Baka in there.
I haven't heard Baka drop music in a while, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But
it's like, I haven't heard some of these guys drop music. Roy Woods, I haven't heard him drop nothing in a while. You know what I mean? But I'll be sick to see them all on the tape coming back, you know?
Yeah.
Some of the names you don't really see dropping by themselves. But yeah, that would be sick to see for sure.
Yeah.
I think like a QC tape, a QC compilation tape, that would be amazing. That's a deep roster. Like, you know what I mean?
Didn't they have one?
OVO's very top heavy, like, you know?
They did have one. They had the one.
Probably Control had one?
Yes. With the song there. When he dissed Joe Button.
Say word.
If that nigga hate him, call him Joe Button.
After the whole Everyday Struggle shit?
Yeah. That was the lead track off of it.
When was that in? Like 2018?
Something like that.
Yeah, it was probably...
Migos are goats for sure.
It was probably inside them times, but you know what I'm saying? But another thing that we were just actually recently talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The Lace Front Mayu.
He doesn't know the terminology for that.
Oh, 6ix9ine.
Okay.
We don't call his name.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's been out here doing some crazy promo for the last couple of weeks.
Mm.
So one, you seen the situation with him and Meek?
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah, in the parking lot.
Yeah. What's your take on that? How do you think Meek handled that first?
I think Meek handled it like how he is as a person. You know, he's on his gangster time and he wanted to press. He wanted to fight. I don't think there's a proper way to handle someone like that, that you know is coming for publicity, you know, regardless of the situation. You know he wants publicity. So regardless how you handle it or not, you're giving him what he wants. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think Meek handled it as good as he possibly could, you know? He could have probably handled it a little better by not posting anything at all, by not saying anything after the situation. Let him do his talking, you know? But like, fuck. There's only so much you can do in someone, you know?
So did you see that my boy put him in a friggin'...
Yeah, in the new video?
In the video. You seen that shit?
Yeah, he's reaching.
He's reaching.
Could tell he's reaching, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yo, this goes back to what I'm saying, though.
I even heard him say free the chain gang. I'm like, how are you saying free the gang and you're the one who got them knocked? It doesn't make sense.
Now, Slim.
Even Otto.
Off the bat, I know you're not a fan of my youth, but you saw the video.
Yeah.
You're part of the 24 million people who watched this.
Yeah, exactly. Because
me and Gus were having a debate before that. A lot of the people who watched it are not actual fans.
No, they just want to see what go on. Views don't have no opinions on them. You know what I mean? Like, as soon as I heard 6ix9ine has a song,
Hold on. Say that again.
Views don't have no opinions on it. That's like, bar. Niggas get shit twisted. Niggas think they're clouded up, you know? But, like, you really don't know what a lot of people are thinking about, you know?
24 mil, you don't think, like, half of that is, or at least 5 to 10 mil is actual fans, like people that actually still rock with him. 24 million is a lot in 3 days, too?
It's hard to say. You know, I can't tell how deep his fan base is. I don't really know where his core fan base is at.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's in the suburban kids in New York, or I don't know. Women, I don't know who specifically.
Women?
It couldn't be. When me and my dog was having an argument the other day, and a man tried to tell me, girls like the 6ix9ine. See, I see girls in the video, but that's a bag. You know, he's bag talk with them, so they're in the video. You know, I don't think he has girl fans like that.
I think he does.
We're just having the same debate.
I don't think he has girl fans like that. Still, nah. Girls are not banging that. Come on, girls are banging like the girls that are banging drill type of music. Want to listen to the niggas they know are really like doing shit. Like, you know, like girls want to listen to, like, you know the girls that listen to gangster music nowadays, they're not listening to 6ix9ine. They know he's a rat. They know, like, shoot, this is all a front.
Yeah, but
you know,
some girls don't.
The girl fans he might have are the suburban white girls, but that's the fans that all the rappers have in hip hop right now. You know,
yeah.
I don't think he has specific girl fans like that. Nah,
hood chicks.
Yeah. I don't think the hood chicks even like it. Nah.
Nah.
Maybe before, possibly. You know, when they were buying the front, but now I don't think so. So
true. Also, he also went on live and like
this King Von.
Fuck, so you saw that
this morning, to be honest. Saw that this morning. I keep tabs on all this shit. Like, I watch it.
Good. Yeah. So he went out with 600 Breezy.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately, as soon as 600 Breezy went on, he said,
"Oh, like, Breezy, I didn't see that with Breezy. Wow. I seen him talking about
you want
to
run it
how it's hypocritical for people to be crying about King Von dead and
if going down.
Yo, listen, you haven't killed nobody.
You
going
down. You going fucking down. You going down. And that's all I'm gonna go to jail.
Oh my god.
See,
yo, like that's mod B.
I don't know. Breezy, like, flip. I don't see a lot of those Chicago guys, those guys are savages, you know, but Breezy, like, I don't know. Sometimes it's like, yo, just keep shit off the internet. Why are you guys playing into what this guy is like, you know?
But that's my thing.
Like, why are you playing into that? You know what I mean? Even I seen after King Von died, Breezy's there posting Instagram stories of him in Louisiana or wherever, flipping the whole next side of whatever their problems is from. The man's posting, he's in Missouri, he's in Louisiana. He's posting that he's sliding. Like, you know, you don't post that shit. If you're really doing that, don't post that.
Don't
like,
post
what are you
posting
that? You're screaming, you're asking for police to come look at you, you know?
Fam.
Mans are balling for attention, you know?
Lace front, my you. He probably has freaking FBI guys right beside him in the video.
100,000%.
Like, yo, let's see who else we can get.
100,000%.
Can you take down another crew for us?
Yeah. It gets crazy. Mans get dried out and they don't know they're getting dried out until it's too late, you know?
Yeah, that's madness. Yeah. That's crazy. Another thing I wanted to talk about, well, I asked everybody recently. You seen the academic shit that was going on earlier this year, right?
Yeah.
Would you hop in that?
Personally, I would, but like, you know, I'm not even from Toronto like that. Like, I'm from Toronto, like, I guess, but like, I live in the GTA, you know. So I claim exactly where I'm from. I live in the 905, the East. I live in Durham, like, you know. I'm not a Toronto artist. I don't consider myself a Toronto artist. I would have went on there to big myself up for sure, you know. Yeah. But like, I'm not here trying to beg to claim Toronto because I know all people in Toronto are bad mind. You know, people in Toronto will tell you you're not from Toronto.
But
someone will post a caption, yo, this Toronto artist is going hard. They'll comment. He's not from Toronto. He's from Durham. You know what I mean? That's why I just claim where I'm from. Yeah. Like, you know, I'm not ashamed to be where I'm from. You know,
there's nothing wrong with that. So but Paisley was from Saga, and they let him
exactly.
in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they let him in there. Yeah, exactly. So I think when someone hits a certain status, now they want to claim you. You know what I'm trying to say? When you're at this whole little middle ground where you're still trying to grow and you're still trying to, you know, like you're still at a regular level, they're not going to claim you. They're just going to, you know, shun you. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's true.
They shun me or nothing, but that's just how it goes. Shit, they don't love you till you're winning. You know what I mean?
Yo, that's real shit,
and it doesn't
bro.
Really make sense because how are you ever going to win if they don't love you, right? What the fuck?
Backwards ass city.
Exactly.
Hey, man, we talk about it all the time, bro. Sim De Niro. So, 100%. Yo, how's your 2021 been?
Good, you know? So working on the music right now. I have a new album on the way, Separate Myself. It's coming out at the start of April and shit. Putting together a whole bunch of hard tracks for that, a whole bunch of versatile tracks. You know, I want this album to really be a pivotal point in my career and shit. But honestly, I just been working, trying to get to the bag and shit, you know?
Okay, proper, proper. Because I see in 2020, like, everybody else was taking a break or, you know, they
even 2020, off. I kind of slowed down too, but that was the dumbest thing to do with all the time.
Do you think so?
I should have been going harder.
Okay. Because you put out an EP, no?
I put out an EP in 2020. That was kind of to satisfy my fans. Because this exact tape I'm putting on right now, I was supposed to drop last year, February. I know a lot of people know that if you guys are really tuning in, you know? But I kind of flopped with that. You know, I wanted it to be perfect. Like, I wanted it to be, perfect. You know what I mean? So I ended up dropping that EP, put together a couple songs, put out the EP. But I should have went harder last year. I should have put out more content. I kind of slack with the consistency that they started liking me for, you know?
Why do you think you flopped?
Flopped? I wouldn't say flopped.
Why did the putting it out flop?
I don't know. As I get more seasoned in the game, I think I want things to be more perfect. You know what I mean? So it's kind of just a me and my head thing. Like, you know, like, fuck, I don't think this is hard enough. But really, like, they're all hard. You know what I mean? It's just the more I get in the game, it's like everything has to be bigger and better, you know? Mm-hmm. So it just takes more time, like, the deeper you get. You know what I'm trying to say?
No, that's real shit. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like in Toronto it's harder now because everybody's doing that art music? Like,
it's been hard. Like, this is not even 2020, 2021 shit. It's been hard. Like, me, like, I really got mine out of the mud. I'm not even talking no poverty mud. I'm talking, like, the mud. Like, nigga, to make it in Toronto, especially rap, like, rap music specifically, you make it in Toronto, you need a hood behind you. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have no hood behind me. Like, it's just good music, you know?
Yeah.
No hood, no gangster rap, all this op shit, no jump up and down, scream, come to my page. Like, none of that shit, you know? It's just good music. That's why I've been doing it consistently. You know what I mean? Yeah, so it's been hard. It's definitely been hard, but, like, you know, it feels more deserving when you get it. You know what I mean? Because you know it's really for the music. It's not niggas just looking at you because that's what they like to look at. Not niggas are just looking at you because they like politics and shit. You know what I mean?
That's true. That's true.
Like, I don't even know a hood rapper that's made it out of Toronto yet, other than Pressa. Like, realistically. You know, and everyone wants to rap like this, but where is anyone going like this? You know what I mean? The only people that pop in Toronto are the people making mainstream music. And it's because our population isn't even that big in general. Like, as Toronto, as a city, like, we have a good population, it's pretty big, you know? But, like, Canada, like, a lot of people in Canada are not listening to drill music, especially not from Toronto. You know what I mean? A lot of people in the States are not listening to no drill music, especially not from Toronto. That's why with the whole academics things, it was like, No Homo was like a dick contest on there. Like, niggas are on there trying to, you know, prove how gangster they are on there and shit. You know what? I'm like, yo, this is just, yeah, you know?
Nah, that's real shit.
Real gangster move in silence with shit.
Nah, that's real.
That's how it goes, so.
Nah, that's real. Does that affect you with doing features and shit too?
No.
Because I don't see you don't do as much. Like, you
I don't really do features. On this new tape right now, I have a couple features. I won't even name too much names that are on there.
Give us one.
I have one of Doovy right now on there. Ooh. I have a Hardy. Me and Doovy have a Hardy on the tape right now. You guys make sure you check in April for that.
Of course.
You know, I have a couple more people on there too. I'm not even going to name no names right now. But, you know, like, niggas, like, I've been doing this so long, like, niggas know what I'm on. It's not like I'm too scared to make features because I might involve in polys. Like, you know, man's know what I'm on at this point. I've been rapping. The kid from the burbs, you know? I'm just on my music tip, you know? I'm not even focused on, like, I can't beef with a nigga I don't know. That's why I never understand anything. Like, I can't beef with you if I don't know you. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
If I don't know you, I don't have a real problem with you. How am I beef with you? Like, you know, that's not beef. That's hating. You know what I mean?
The city, bro. We live in a really messed up city, unfortunately. But yeah, so hold on. Is that going to be the first single?
What do you mean? For the tape?
Yeah.
Nah, that's just going to be on there. We might try to start out a video and shit, but nah, that's just going to be on there.
Okay.
So until the tape comes out, they're not hearing that until the tape drops.
So what about first single?
I'm going to drop I shot some with Charlton Visuals earlier in the month. Shout out Charlton Visuals. He's going hard. He's been going hard. Mm-hmm. I shot something else with 21st. So I have a couple videos in the oven right now, you know? Mm. So I'm just going to put out maybe two singles before the tape comes out. I should have a single coming out before the month is done called For the Win. And other than that, it's just the tape right now.
You know? Proper, proper, proper. Yeah. So would you say that COVID kind of messed you up last year?
Nah, that's the whole point. A lot of people say that, but that's just an excuse they're hugging, you know? Like, COVID, especially in my lane of things, COVID, I should have been excelling. But that's what I'm saying. Last year was not the year to be trying to be a perfectionist and shit. Last year, everyone's sitting home on their phone watching shit. Like, you know, I should have been going harder. Everyone should have been going harder. If anyone that raps says COVID is an excuse, that's cap. Yeah. That was like, that's cap. You're capping. You know, you just wanted something to ride as an excuse and shit. Like, you know, that didn't really do nothing at all. If anything, gave me more time to write music, more time to plot out what I want to do, like, you know?
Okay.
All that shit.
What about, I ask everybody that comes on the show, female artists in the city, do you see any? Would you work with any?
I don't even see too much.
No?
I sadly other than the main, I other see, than, like, I know their names. The main I know one. Their names. I know a lot of their names. I know, like, Tia Banks, Chromaz. There's a couple more that I know. I can't even say too much names off the top of my head right now, but in terms of the music I listen to from female artists, from Toronto? No, not really. I don't even listen to too much Toronto music in general. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Where do you get your inspiration from?
It's so many people, you know? It's so many people. Like, Chicago was a big inspiration on my life because I'm young, right? Mm. You know, Chicago is, I'm like 12 when the Chicago shit started popping, like 11 years old. Okay. Like, you know, so that show is really, I'm like, yo, wow, these guys are going hard. Like, you know, there's so many different types of them. But Lil Wayne been always been an inspiration for me too. Weezy always been like, you know, Weezy's one of the GOATs. Yeah. 50, you know? A lot of the new age guys too. I think my inspiration though is like, a lot of niggas that are versatile, like, you know, and inspires me. Like, you could do multiple shit. You know what I mean? I fuck with that. But that's what's popping right now. They don't want to hear, like, this drill shit's getting played out. You know what I mean? And when all this drill shit is dead, niggas are not going to know what to do. Like, you know? They're not going to know how to make music or how to be rapping properly and shit. But fuck, you know? That's why I just try to focus on being versatile, trying to make mainstream music while also trying to appease my demographic of people that listen to my music and shit. You know?
Proper. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, like, what about inspiration other than, like, artists like yourself? Like, you go places, you travel, like, how do you get inspiration from music? Like,
for music? Yeah. Traveling, I've done a lot of traveling from my young, you know, my young age. I've traveled a lot of places, you know, like traveling, that's inspiration. Is I want to be able to go anywhere I want to go in this world, you know. There's so much places to see in the world, like, so much, you know what I mean? I haven't even seen like a quarter of it, you know. So it's like, that inspires me too. I'm like, you know, the money inspired me too. I'm like, I want to get rich. Like, I want to get rich because I want to be able to do what I want to do. Like, we all trying to be blunt about it. Yeah. You know? Sure. Exactly.
Where's the one place you haven't been yet that you're trying to go?
China, as weird as it sounds. China or Japan? I heard China's kind of dirty though. I look at China. You know what I mean? I heard China's kind of dirty still. But yeah, one of those places, or even like a Thailand, like, you know, I did all the resort thing, like stay on the resort and but like, you know, I'm realizing like, fuck, that's not even like, it's not, you're not even seeing the place when you're doing that. You know?
You're just chilling on the one spot there.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, I admire the people that can go out and backpack and just live down wherever they are and shit. Like, I can't do the backpacking shit. Just call me like one. You know, I need my, like, at least a little bit of luxury. Yeah, like, you know, but yeah, like, I admire that. I want to be able to go to those places that's our actual beautiful places, you know?
Yeah, I can't go to anywhere. I can't smoke weed too.
I was in Amsterdam last summer. Like, yeah, that was nice though.
Okay. You ever been to Dubai? I heard you can't smoke weed in Dubai yet.
Nah, I never been to Dubai. I know a lot of Toronto guys are in Dubai right now. That's rich people and stuff.
Yeah, I can't do them ones. And I need to go to Egypt. I need to smoke a blunt watching a pyramid or seeing a pyramid or some shit.
You see all those places are, on the bucket list for sure.
Yeah, 100%, man. Slim. Sure. So what else do you got planned for this year? Other than the album?
This year is just, you know, I'm going to see where this album takes me, how you guys take the feedback from the album and shit. So, you know, whatever track I see you guys like on the album, video, you know, pressure. I'm just applying pressure. I'm going back to the consistency that they like, you know?
Why? For sure. Why was the little drop off there that you said?
Honestly, just me being a perfectionist and shit. Some people say I dropped off more in the music term. They like my old music more than they like this music. But that's just people that don't listen to the new music. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm always improving and shit, for sure.
Also, I seen a video you had, RIP Houdini was in there.
Yeah, I flipped in. That's a crazy story because I met Houdini in L.A.
Okay.
Just randomly walking on the road. I was on Sunset Boulevard flipping in L.A. This is my first time in L.A. and shit. And I was shooting a video with 905 Visuals. I was walking on the road. I'm just walking on Sunset, you know, taking in Sunset. This is my first time on Sunset Boulevard too. So I'm just seeing all the stores, Gucci, Louis, everything, you know. And like down the road, I see some kid in a Kenzo shirt. I'm like, yo, this guy looks like a Toronto. Like, you know what I mean? Like, who's this you? Like, you know, from down the road, I've been new. Like, I could tell, you know, he had on New Balance, a Kenzo shirt. You know, he's just skanking, like, you know, like, he's not supposed to be on Sunset like his little hood, you know? I'm like, yo, what is this guy? Who's this guy? As I start getting closer, I realize it's Houdini, you know? And at this point, Houdini was busting. He was already still busting. He had late nights. He had some hits out, you know? And I was below him. Like, you know, I'm still below him. But, like, I was below him to the point where, like, I didn't know if he knew me or not. Like, I knew he probably didn't know me, but I didn't know if he's going to act like he knew me or not. But he didn't act on none of that Hollywood shit, you know? As soon as he see my face, like, we both were, like, surprised. I'm like, yo, what? Like, you know how odd it is to see a nigga from the same city as you. You guys are in the next country at the same place at the same time. You know what I mean? And this guy was doing the Inner Bank shit. The guy with the ukulele. I was like, yo, that's sick. That's what he was doing. I seen him that day. Like, I was with him, walking with the Inner Bank guy, everything, you know? And he was with Benji too, but me and him end up having a conversation. Like, you know, I got to, like, you know, get his vibe and shit. He's a good guy, you know?
What's 100%. The biggest thing you remember from that? Like, are the biggest thing he told you? Any advice?
Advice, not too much, you know? I think at the same time, he was kind of looking at me like, yo, you're going hard, you know? Because I told him I strictly just came out here for a video. He's like, yeah, you're sick. Like, you're doing your thing, you know? Like, you know, I think he was at that time, he was still learning the game too. I wish I got to maybe soak up some knowledge from him maybe before he passed, like when he was a little higher than he was when I caught him. You know what I mean? But now we just had a genuine conversation. Like, I just got to know how he was as a guy, you know? And like, you know, he's a genuine guy. Good hearted nigga seemed like, at least to me, you know.
That's proper, man. 100%. And you asked him to come through for the video, or he was just like,
no, and I was literally just shooting. I was shooting the video as I seen him type of thing. Like, you know, like one of those. He's like, yeah, ah. Wow. Like, you know, he literally just went in the video. Like, it was one of those. It wasn't even one of those, like, your foul to come my video. It wasn't, nah, it was none of those.
Was wow, that's crazy that sure. Both of you guys were shooting a video.
Shooting a video, he was doing the inner bank shit. Like, you know, this guy plugged me through. There's no, that's what I'm talking about. Remember I told you guys in LA, there was no grabber. Guy had grabber, man came through like, I'll take care of this guy's fucking clutch right now, you know? The man gave me flipping mirror grabber. I'm like, bless you. Oh. Much love. You know, we walked for like 30 minutes to a restaurant, and then I ended up meeting Benji at the restaurant too. They was, like, you know, those guys are down there. They're stationed out there. You know?
No, like, you felt nice though.
They're used to that. Like, still. They're used to that. Like, yeah, I was like, yo, nice, this is all walking. Like, this is how these guys are living. Nah, I didn't even feel nice. I'm like, yo, this, I need to get like this. I didn't feel nice at all. Mm. I'm like, I need to get like how these guys are moving. These guys are all facts. LA. Guana, they belong down here. You know what I mean? I was just, you know?
Yeah.
Soaking up knowledge and shit.
That's proper. That's
Benji's
proper.
Going hard too, though. Benji's going hard too. Very talented.
Benji needs to put out some more music, Benji, yeah, man. Come on. That, you
know? Quality takes time, though. I hear it. Mm-hmm. True, but now he does need to start going hard.
Yeah. What about promo and stuff? Do you feel like, are you afraid to pay for promo? Or you feel like you shouldn't be paying for promo? And
afraid to
spending money?
I'm not afraid to pay for promo, but the way I started, when I first started, I never paid for promo because money wasn't right like that. Mm. You know, money was just right to get the song done and get the video done, you know?
True.
So a lot of people know me, like even all people watching this interview, you guys really know, like a lot of people know me or first heard of me, in their DMs. You know what I'm trying to say? Like I'm in their DMs. I don't even care who you are. I don't care what you think. If you think I look bad, I don't care. I don't business about none of that. You know what I mean? Like as long as you saw it, I don't even care if you share it. As long as you saw it, that's all I need. Because now when people ask you about me or I mutually come up or some shit, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to say, you know, like, you know, he's in my DMs or this, that. Like, word of mouth is fast. The spreadsheet, you know? But I was always in people's DMs, always, 24/7, always.
Yeah.
Like, you know, share my shit. I'll go on people's shit. I'll see if they have over 1,000 followers, I'm DMing them. You know? And I've realized people start doing that more now. But I was doing that back, like, when a lot of people weren't even doing that. Or a lot of people weren't sending their shit to me, at least. So I didn't think a lot of people were doing that. But, like, yeah, back then I was just in everyone's DM all day. Like, on my life, all day, I'm on people's DM till Instagram blocked me. Like, every day. That's what I was on every single day.
Spam the fuck out of every,
like, every single person. I'm finding new people every day with over 1,000 followers. If I see someone over 1,000 followers, I press the little arrow that shows the three accounts under, click the next person with over 1,000 followers. Like, I was going hard every day. I was putting in more work to, like, promoting than I was even into making the music. Mm-hmm. Like, deadass. That's how it was. And that's how I got to be able to be so known in such a hard situation, like, you know, being from Ajax, niggas don't want to hear that shit, like, you know, niggas don't want to hear this Jax you, like, who's this little Jax you rapping, like, this guy's a waste you, he's Durham music, you know, man, try to, like, you know, but honestly, it's the music, you know.
You still get that in comments and stuff, in general, like, you're from out there, people?
Nah, I think people have warmed up to that, like, you know, even all people in my city have warmed up to that, like, a lot of people even in my city will claim my city now, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Ajax, Durham in general is like Brampton per se, I'm not even from the Western, but I'm assuming Brampton is the same, like, yeah. Everyone that was from the hood, the whole Jane and Finch area, migrated down to Brampton ends. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, everyone in Durham, majority of people in Durham are Ajax, specifically are from Scarborough. Like, you know, that's how it works. Yeah, like, you know? So niggas don't claim where they're living. They claim where they're from when they're 4 years old or some shit. Like, man, you're not from there. You know? You're raised all here. Just like, you know, all of us Ajax people are pivotal to your childhood, pivotal to you, like, you know, maturing and shit. Like, you know, I just rep where I'm from. Like, you know, I could rep somewhere else. I could rep next place where I rep exactly where I'm from, where I live, the people that support me and shit. You know? Yeah, that's where I always rep. No, yeah.
That's real shit, man. Sidebar. No sidebar.
Sidebar. What do you mean?
Obviously, you've seen what's going on with homeboy Pedro, top five, right? Who do you think is going to be the next guy that's, like, buzzing on live? Like, who's going to take over his situation for the live?
The next
Toronto-wise.
The next man that gets that brave to go on like that, to be honest. I don't think no one's going to go on like that, though.
Not, I shouldn't say like that per se, but do you think somebody else is going to take over the lives and the entertainment aspect of it? And it doesn't have to be like all oppy and shit, but somebody that's going to like, yo, let's bring some entertainment to the city again. Because as sad as
it is to say, it's not even that entertaining if it's not that oppy. And that doesn't even sound right, but that's exactly what it is. Because not that much people are going to tune in if it's not that happy. He's not saying I'm doing this and I'm doing that. Not that much people are watching. Like, you know, niggas going live every day. Like, you know,
facts,
niggas going live every single day. It's
crazy too, because ass shaking don't even get them.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, flip. Like, I seen even all Snoopy was doing bare ass shaking on his live for the quarantine and shit, you know? But like, people just want politics. They just want politics. Like, it seems like Chicago made this all like, everyone just focused on the wrong shit. Yeah, I made it cool to talk about ops, to talk about dead people or this, that. Like, you know, like, that's just crosses to me. All the talking about dead people, that's crosses. I don't care what he did when he's alive. That's crosses. I can't diss you. That's dead.
No, that's 100, man. Another thing we always ask people, the gun violence in the city, crazy as hell. What is something that we can do to bring it down?
Because even on your side too, of time,
yeah, I be seeing CP24. They get it popping over there too. Just in the whole GTA in general, Brampton, yeah. Mississauga, it don't matter. What can we do to bring it down? Because we know we're not going to stop it.
Honestly, that's such a deep question. I don't even have the answer to it. I can guess. We could all sit here and guess, but if someone had the answer to that, it would be going down, right? Like, you know, I personally think niggas need to stop feeling like they're forced to live that life. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They get that excuse, and like, some people are forced to live that life by all means. You know what I mean? Like, I can't speak for a lot of people's environment, but a lot of people are not forced to live that life. A lot of people are not forced to live that life at all. Like, you know? Mm. Like, niggas just act like they're forced to live that life because they want to live that life. That's what's cool right now. The gun life, the op life, the eye slit on this. But that's what's cool right now. That's what's busting right now, as weird as it sounds. Like, niggas won't even embrace that that's what's busting right now, but that's exactly what's busting right now. Like, yeah. You know? So I don't think it's going to go down until that's not cool no more. Like, you know, and it's weird that even got cool in the first place. But in Chicago, like I said, that's what made all that shit cool.
Okay, another thing, because I want to stretch on it. Because we had the issue that we were talking about in the news too with the two young people, I think a 17-year-old and a 16-year-old were charged recently, and one of them was charged with the 14-year-old girl that got shot.
Okay.
Like, how do we even deal with it from that aspect of, like, it's getting, like, they're young people, bro. It's not even, like, the demand them. These are, like, teenagers that don't even know what the fuck is going on.
I honestly, personally think, right now, there's no stopping us, though. Like, it's just going to get worse, to be honest. It's really only going to get worse. And that's being honest, like, bluntly honest. It's really only going to get worse. Because if you think about it, like, the dot is not even that bad. Like, honestly and truly, like, if we think about it, the dot's not that bad. Like, you know, it's bad because it's never been this bad. Like, I guess never... Guns have never been this accessible. Mans have never been beating their thing like this. Like, I don't know. So at the same time, I'm young, you know what I mean? But, like, I don't think... No. Like, think about the states, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of these states people, they're still trying to think of ways to flip and shorten down the violence. You know what I mean? And they're way past this. Like, all even, like... Like, I keep going back to Chicago. Even Chicago, I even think Chicago's population is more than Toronto. And these guys are 1,000 bodies a year. Like, we had, like, 50 bodies. We have, like, 50 murders in a year. Imagine, like, that's what I'm trying to say. The Americans don't take us serious. You guys have 50 bodies a year. How are we even taking that serious? Like, Chicago niggas or New York niggas. How are we even taking that serious? Wow. You guys get that in a month and we're supposed to take that serious? You know what I mean? That's what I don't even do.
Are you tapped into this nigga? Because he told me the same fucking shit.
We have mental telepathy, my G.
Man, he told me exactly everything you're saying.
Is that real?
Like, you could hear me while you were driving here while we were talking on the way.
Is that real still? Is that real?
That's
why the drill rappers are not busting from out here, because niggas do not think they're that gangster. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, how are you guys that gangster from Canada? That's
you can't beat 1,000 bodies in a year, my nigga.
Exactly. You can't beat that. Barely, we can't even beat the next states that aren't even that much. Like, honestly, if I think about it, if Toronto was in America, how bad would the murders be compared to these next states? That's what I'm trying to say. Like, I don't know. I don't think it would be that bad. We have 50 murders a year, like 50 a year. And these dudes are touching 1,000 and they're still thinking of ways to figure it out. Like, there's no figuring out. It's just going to get worse. Like, man just want to be bought. That's why man's want to move. Especially my age. Like, my age now is the age where, like, I'm 21, you know? Like, niggas now are 21. And these are the same kids that are influenced by this Chicago shit in, like, 2012, whenever it was. So now niggas are getting old enough to buy guns and make their own full decisions. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, fuck.
That's true.
I don't think it's going down at all. No time soon, at least. Unless they really start locking shit down.
That's and real.
More man. Guns are only getting in. Like, nah, for sure not. It's not going down.
That's so crazy, bro. Like, this man just...
It's real, though. Still, it's real. Like... It's real. You just don't look at us like that. 50 murders. That's how much you guys had, or 100 murders. Like, what?
No, it's
that's
like
weekends
it's,
down there. That's like months down there.
It's crazy because we're pre-recording this, and I'm like, were you listening to this podcast on the way here? Because like I literally just said that shit.
He said the exact same shit just a couple of hours.
Real shit. Doesn't get no
maybe an hour ago. Yeah, man. Well, hopefully everybody in the city hears this and we. Touch one kid, no homo, not touch, but like in the mind, like, you know, you just come off the fuckery and, you know.
Niggas that are killing need to start thinking about the reasons they're killing for, you know.
Yeah.
Well, karma's a dirty, dirty, dirty shorty. You know what I mean? Like, niggas need to start thinking the reason that they're doing this killing for, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of reasons are not even a lot, majority, like 90% of reasons are not justifiable to kill. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But shit, once blood shed, like, there's no going back. That's what I'm saying. It's not stopping. Yeah, more blood just shedding, so more blood sooner.
Yeah, bro. Come. Sucks, bro. Let's do better, CD. Are you trying to get signed?
I don't know. You know, whatever's clever, to be honest. I couldn't even say whether I am right now or not. I'm just trying to get, I'm trying to build my platform, build my fan base. You know, whatever comes with that. And that's what I'll do, you know? But if it's not clever, then I'm not doing it. Like, you know?
But what if Warner comes to you, 10 mil right now?
Sign. It depends how it depends.
But I gotta, I gotta own. I gotta own. I gotta own a 1-2 though.
Yeah, like it's deeper than that. Like 10 mil. Like not just kind of throw 10 mil. Like that'll make me more paranoid than excited. You know what I mean? Like flip, I'm deep. I'm 10 mil in the well right now. Like what the fuck? Like that's what I'm trying to say. Like it all depends.
Yeah.
All depends on circumstances. Whatever's covering, my nigga. Literally.
What about producers? Any producers you want to work with? Any producers in maybe in the city that you're seeing?
I want to work with Wonder. Where Wonder, please. He's from over my size in Ajax.
Yes.
I love to work with Wonder. Murda been showing love since I've been starting to rap and shit.
Okay.
Been showing love still. I still have like a beat sitting for Murda I've been trying to step on. But Murda been showing love for sure. Yeah. There's not too many producers that are busting in.
Okay.
Kinda like a thing.
You know? We need to get more producers out there, man.
I think we just need to start making more music. Like our population is not big enough for man to think we're getting anywhere with the hood stuff.
Yeah.
The hood stuff at the end of the day is like the hood drill stuff at the end of the day is still minority music. Like not minority of the people. Like that's a lot of people are not listening to that. You know what I'm trying to say? Like niggas in your inner circle. Imagine just thinking about their demographic though. Like if more people are listening to it, my demographic is not. That's not what you should be thinking about. You should be thinking about stretching, expanding your demographic to more people, like your music demographic, you know what I mean? Like to more people, you know? So they could play you on the radio or they could play you in these spaces or they could show their mom your songs. You know what I mean? Or Dukes could have their kids listen to these songs and not tell them turn it off. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's deeper than flipping.
No, that's real because that just seems what man them are trying to do. They're just trying to do the hood shit. They're not really trying to make songs for the radio. But niggas are just
thinking too short term, to be honest. Way too short term.
Man, what are you saying? You have big goals.
Big goals. You know what I mean? I'm young. Like, I don't know. Niggas are thinking about next year and shit. I'm thinking about 10 years from now. Not even like that. I dropped this track today. Oh my God, I'm at 100,000 views right now. Man, they're too in the moment of what's popping right now. And they're not really thinking on the grand scheme of things. Like morals, my nigga. Morals. Think of Duke's once you're dissing off dead dudes and all everything, like, you know? That's gritty, fam.
How do you deal with a diss track?
To me, I've never had a diss track done to me, still. I wouldn't even reply, though. Depends how up to you it is. If I could scrape some clout, I might just reply.
Drake?
Yes, real. Drake, if Drake dissed me, oh, I'm on that. I'm on that 100%. Okay, I'm replying ASAP.
Okay, so let me see the
I'm
tears.
I'm balling on Drake.
Let
Drake
me see the tears me. And go down a bit. Tory?
Yeah.
It may not mean nothing to y'all.
Tory for sure.
Yeah.
Tory's in some shit right now, but Tory for sure.
Presser?
Nah, not Presser.
All right. Nah, so we'll keep it there.
Shout out Presser though. Shout out Presser. Presser shows love and shit.
Yeah. All right, say less.
You know, the same man that we were just talking about, he once said, nigga diss me, you'll never hear a reply.
Real Presser?
No. Drake.
Oh, he said,
and then there was multiple replies.
Everyone in the game, fam.
Couldn't stop replying.
He pushed and went far with that, still.
Push. Shut up, push. Last little bit of questions I got for you. What do you got? Any advice for like any up and coming artists that are coming up in the game? You know what I'm saying? They're listening to you right now. Yo, what should I do when I'm getting in here? Who should I do music with? Or, you know, how should I put out my music?
Interact with your people still. Interact with your supporters, like interact with all them, you know?
Mm.
And when people feel like they have a deeper connection to you than just knowing your music, forces them to go harder, you know? I try to sit there and reply to all my DMs, to be honest. It's hard, like there's bare DMs all the time, but I try to sit there and reply to everyone, whether it's just liking the message or just sending back a black card or some shit, you know? Like, I try to reply to everything because once the fans feel like they're close to you, they go tell their friends, yo, I know Slim, like that's my dog, like ah, like you know what I mean? Really, it's not like that, but you know, it's just. Just show love, you know? If you want support, because word of mouth spread shit fast. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, all this promotion, pay 200 for this page and that. Like, yeah, that's cool. One day on the ground, but, like, word of mouth, you know? A lot of people's words are bond to their friends and shit, you know?
Mm.
So it's like, yeah, it's just stay interacting with your fans and stay interacting with the people that support you and shit.
Facto.
For sure.
And do you feel like the outlets got to do better?
Yeah.
It's okay, don't worry, you're not gonna hurt our feelings.
Yeah. Nah, you guys do your thing. I like how you guys do shit. 100% I like how you guys do shit. I think like the Instagram all this needs to do better for sure. The type of shit man's post, like and then the caption twist up stuff, like I don't know. I don't know. Me, maybe I'm just different. Like I can't do all the like why are we posting irrelevant shit? Like what is your page for? It's just pages need to be clear about what they're posting on their page. You guys just can't be posting anything, like, you know?
Mm.
That's like fuck. a lot of these kids are seeing this type of shit now, you know? I think, like, the generation below me is going to be, like, probably very tough-skinned in terms of, like, a lot of these kids are probably, like, grade 5 could see death on Instagram right now. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, could go on a page right now and see a nigga getting packed, like, just like that, you know? When I was that age, I could not see that. Like, you know, I'd have to do some deep, dark web search. I'm not doing that. I'm a young boy. Like, you know, it's just everything's front page right now, you know? Like, you just have to be aware of what they're posting and aware of what they're saying in the captions, because, like, you guys had the power to, like, ruin people and shit. It's had the power to flip and either ruin people or make people pop in. Like, 6buzz, like, there's no Chromas, there's no low Tekka without 6buzz. Like, real shit. Mm. That's just me balling on names, but real shit. Like, 6buzz makes a lot of niggas pop. 6buzz been showing me love, you know? 6buzz gave me a lot, too, you know? Not money-wise, but, like, eyes and shit.
Yeah. Shout out to Buzz, man. And, yeah. Sim De Niro, I'm going to get uncut with you. Would you be able to date another female rapper? Or lady rapper?
Yeah, rappers too. That rapper term is too loose right now. Like, everyone's a flipping rapper. Oh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That rapper term so loose right now.
Artist.
Like,
artist.
I dropped, oh, artist. Yeah. Okay, what about okay,
another
artist,
female artist. Artist. Ah.
But nah, I want to see rapper.
I think I know what you mean. Did you hear my conversation somewhere else too?
We've had this conversation.
We've had this conversation?
Yes, all the time.
Okay.
Behind the scenes.
Shorty's in the crib.
That type of rapper? A grunge rapper? I don't even like grunge rappers.
It could be fire too. It could be fire, but she's spitting bars all day and she's just playing beats 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Just like you do.
Nah. Some things I shouldn't take as manly, but I can't. That would just rub me wrong. That's like, a lot of niggas like Hooper girls. I don't like Hooper girls. On a big man thing, I don't like Hooper girls. Yeah, the ones that go mod, like, I don't like, that turns on some niggas, you know? If a thing's handles are mods, like, some niggas fuck with that. Like, yo, she's sick. She's that's attractive. That's not attractive to me at all. So I don't really
just
like that.
The calves, yeah, my nah, G. Really, like, you don't see your calves, fam? You know she can do stuff, with that?
Like, nah, like, that's just my perspective. That's just my preference, yeah, though. Like, you know, a lot of niggas like that. If any girls are watching thinking, oh my God, that's what niggas think. Like, no, that's just what I think. Just me personally, it's just a personal rub around for me. Like, you know? Not rub around. A lot of Hooper girls are beautiful. Just,
yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah, not your type.
Yeah, not my type still. Not even grungy girls aren't even my type in general.
So not even like a Cardi B, a Nicki Minaj. None of them.
Too much though. Mulatto. I need easy going. I can't like tough minded girl. Like, I'm not even tough minded myself. Like those type of I can't still. Like, I'm from the suburbs, baby. We don't need to be on all the hood talk, this, that. And the girls with the slang, oh my God.
Don't do that shit.
Ooh, fam. See, that's girls, a cringe. Yeah. That's a
guys
cringe.
Guys don't like that.
Don't tell me a lie. Don't tell me that. Like, I don't want none of that at all. Real thing. Like, don't tell me a lie. Don't tell me anything that a man are telling me. I want you to talk properly. That's why I want my woman to talk properly.
Yes, don't talk to
the
me
slang.
Like,
what? I'm not with
that
none of that.
That shit is so whack, bro.
Yeah, no. I don't really rock with that still. Yeah.
I know I'm just here, I lie.
Yeah, like,
you want to go smoke a tea?
These niggas are fucking, like, I don't like those things. I don't like those things.
Nah, yeah.
Yo, listen, I'm going to shoot you some bail as a single man, okay? Mm. When I see that shit, or when I get the voicemails, I'm like, yeah, that's a dub.
Yeah, that's a super dub. That's a super dub.
Well, she was hot, but oh yeah, I started hearing that come out your mouth.
Like that,
a dub.
That's a dub. Yeah. I already know what niggas you rock with too. Like, yeah. Somehow you're sorry, talking, man. I know your type. Like, yeah, you don't want me, baby girl. I'm a good you. You might all catch me at church on a Sunday. Like, I'm not who you like. I'm not who you want. I'm not who you like. I'm none of that. So I'm not gonna beat you up. I'm not gonna butt you up. Like, I see some things are wild, you know. Some things like that. That's what I'm saying. Some women actually like that. Like, they like, I like my man to choke me up when he's like, no, I'm not with none of that.
I want him to threaten me with his gun.
No.
No, why?
That's what I'm saying. I'm not with none of that. I don't know.
Yo, it's
how
so
girls...
crazy.
Yeah.
This girl showed me that, was it yesterday or something? She was just like, yeah, this guy, all these guys that I date, they just end up dead, yo. I don't know why. Whoa. I keep fucking all these. I'm like, why does that attract you? I don't know, man. I just like when these guys bring around their guns.
Yeah, I don't get it. It's because that's what's cool right now. That's what I say. Those are the girls that are just convinced us that's cool. Like, that's not cool.
It's not cool.
That's really not cool. Like, I don't understand what's cool about that. Yeah. Your man batting you up, butting you up, all type of things. Like,
imagine you ladies chilling with a nigga and he gets into a shootout.
Don't worry, that's not cool now. That's not new.
Yeah, it's not cool when you have to answer the phone every day. Like, don't act like you think that's cool.
I've had a girl tell me back in 2003 or 2004 that she liked when a nigga put a gun to her head.
I just rubbed me wrong, still. Right?
It's not new shit. Don't worry about it.
I rubbed me too wrong.
Niggas, why are you putting gun to get... I don't know. Anyways. Niggas, do better. Girls, do better too. Yo, if you could see an OnlyFans from a Toronto celebrity, who would it be?
Aha!
And somebody from the States too.
Wow.
And it doesn't have to be OnlyFans.
A Toronto like a celebrity, that's too, I can't even answer a question like that.
That's too deep?
Like, what type of Toronto celebrities is there? Yeah, like, what, Chroma's? Chroma's the only one I can really say. Like,
no, it doesn't have to just be rap.
Yeah, it's not rap, just a celebrity.
A Toronto celebrity?
It could be a girl? An actress, a movie.
I don't even know R&B that much Toronto celebrity. A man, name me three Toronto celebrities that are women right now. Question for you guys, watch.
Toronto celebrities?
Now it gets real.
Okay, he goes out with the news people. So Chair Girl, she can be considered.
Oh, Chair Girl. She's not a celebrity, though. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, celebrity status. Like, when man sees
okay,
you
celebrity, on... semi- okay, like...
Toronto Winnie celebrity.
Harlow.
Okay.
Winnie Harlow.
Oh, Winnie Harlow.
And she's a model. Beautiful. Yeah. You can even do... Yeah, she's what's beautiful. The next one there? Melissa Ford.
Don't know her.
Another model.
She's old school.
Old school. I literally only beautiful. Know
the three you just said. The Chair Girl, Winnie Harlow, and Chroma. But well, all so, of them I'm are probably...
I think a Toronto actress, like a beautiful girl...
I'm not gonna say any more fucking news.
CP,
people.
Yeah, don't get.
Yeah, pulled. Like there's not, you know, there's not too much though.
No, they're not gonna pull up for the interview if I keep on saying the name.
The States though, Queen London never fails. Miss Lauren London will never ever fail. Mm. Ever. That beautiful woman, I'll pick her.
Beautiful Miss London.
Hold on.
Nips?
Actually, no. It's just the OnlyFans. It's not a because she's a rapper.
Anything I'm picking, Miss London still, realistically. Okay. Megan Good used to be beautiful. I don't know. Like I'm saying used to. She still is, but you know, I don't know. I feel like her demeanor changed. She's married to a church guy, you know. I think her demeanor changed. I don't know.
She cut her hair. She,
like, yeah.
Switch up on.
Super switch up stuff.
What's the biggest turn off in a girl?
Girls that talk your business. Give niggas unintentional one ups and shit. I don't like niggas.
I thought you were gonna say the girls that say a lie.
No, that's not even a term. That's a no. You know what I mean? But girls that just, you know, tell your business. Like, I don't, you know. Girls I can't trust in my feelings. That's my biggest turn off. If I can't trust you with my feelings, like I can't trust you to tell you how I really feel about shit, you know, then that's the biggest turn off ever still. Because then I have to be here withholding my feelings and shit, you know. End up giving my feelings to someone else. Like, you know what I mean?
That's real shit.
Or being honest with someone else, should I say.
I guess you're not from Toronto, but are Durham guys stush?
Guys, I don't know. That's fine.
Are you are you stush with your girl?
Nah, I'm an easy going guy.
I think you might need to get the terminology, the wording a little bit better.
Of stush?
Are you uptight with her?
Oh, are you uptight? Yeah.
Like,
turns over. Give me like.
Because we're uncut.
We're uncut. Like, are you doing freaky shit with your girl, fam?
Whoa.
This are you guys doing some freaky shit? Like, no, are you guys just normal? Nah, regular?
I'm just normal. I'm just on the normal tip. I'm a normal guy, fam. I'm an Ajax guy. I'm a normal guy. I'm a good dude. Like, you know, I just come out here, always say that shit, man. So, no, like, you know, niggas don't really know what's going on. Niggas don't even need to be knowing what's going on. I'm a normal dude. I'm a good dude. You see me? I'm a good dude. Miski. No, I'm talking shit, but you know? Nah, I'm not with none of
like
the two.
I like the spin.
I'm not with
spin.
None of the too much freaky shit, though. I just keep it regular.
All right, last
money. That's what we do. Wow, yeah. Do we get money?
Cool, no. But last question I got here. Mm-hmm. What's the one thing, like, doesn't have to be your girl, but well, yeah, I guess you and your girl. Nah, I don't want to even put it on your girl. But you are down and the girl's ready. What's the one thing that it's just like she could do to be like, nah, I don't want to fuck you anymore?
What do you mean? That I'll be like that?
Yeah. Like you guys are both ready. You're gone. She's naked. She's there. And what's something like she can say or do that'll be like, I'm off of this. Nah, I'm not doing it.
Once we're both naked and ready, I don't know, like, you know, then the male instincts come in as deep. Like, there's not a lot you can say or do. Made me not want to, but, like, if before we all take off our clothes, if I feel like I'm pressing, like, if I feel like you don't want to have sex, I don't really want to have sex with that either.
Yeah, facts.
Like, you know, if I feel like you don't want to have sex, I don't feel like I'm pressing. Like, it doesn't make me feel bad. Like, you don't want to have sex, like, what do you mean? You know?
Yeah.
It's really the only thing, to be honest. Other than that, like, nah, nothing still. Not a lot that could just turn me off. That's what the hormones kick in for. You know what I mean?
Get it done and then you're off with it. Mm-hmm. At you. Hey, man. Slim De Niro got on. God. Thank you, my G, for popping through with us. Telling you what's going on.
Much love.
Let the people know. Also, what else? So, album May, April?
Album end of March. Start of April, Separate Myself. You guys be on the lookout for that. 12 Hardys on that. Versatile music. You can play it for everyone in your family. Play it on the radio. Play it anywhere. Club bangers, anything you want, you know?
When are we getting the single? When are we getting the single?
The single's coming probably like February, around the 26th, 27th, around there. Come with a video, me and 21st Visuals. So, you know, you guys go follow me on the gram. Sim De Niro 2 O's, if you guys don't already know. I'm assuming you know since you're watching
this. Well, tell people, let them know.
Sim De Niro 2 O's on the gram. Sim De Niro on everything else, you know? Flip in, go tune into everything. So, go spin everything. Don't just judge off what you guys hear. You know what I mean?
Sim De Niro yourself. In the building.
905, always.
Sim De Niro in the building. Your boy Gutsy Guts. Follow me on all social media platforms.
Yeah, shout out We Love Hip Hop, for real.
Yeah, respect. We Love Hip Hop is the platform. Mm-hmm. And yeah, man, be safe, Toronto. Six Views TO, Six Views Uncut, Friday.
All social media platforms, Friday Ricky Dread. Sorry, my bad. All social media platforms, Friday Ricky Dread, DRED.
In the back of the house. Computer's just like, fuck it.
My computer's acting like.
Computer knows what to play still.
Yeah. WeLoveHipHop.ca. You'll find all everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, make sure you subscribe, like, comment, dislike, do all that social media thing. Yeah, man. Be safe, Toronto. Thank you, sir, for coming through. Make sure you check out the fucking music. In the back of the house. In the back of the house. Racks on racks on racks on racks in the back of the ass. Tax on tax on tax on taxes, money I'm asking. If I take a long sip, I might forget what I have. Stacks on stacks on stacks on stacks, you need established. And I ain't never been the type to just erupt some beat. Don't rock with many niggas, they ain't real.